Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elise Quinn. Now today on our column, we turn our attention to the construction of a new highway in Canada's Western Arctic. Now the road will connect the community of Inuvik in Canada's Northwest Territories with the community of Tuktoyaktuk located on the Beaufort Sea. Now the estimated cost of construction is $299 million. And Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper traveled to Inuvik earlier this month to mark the beginning of construction. Now, there's been so much discussion about this project and what it means for the future of this region. We've turned to an Arctic expert today to discuss some of these issues, and that person is Mia Bennett. And you may recognize her from Eye on the Arctic. She's a writer for foreign policy blogs. Her work frequently appears on Eye on the Arctic, and her most recent blog post for us touches on this issue. Hello, Mia Bennett.
Hi.
Can you remind us just quickly about the history of this project and how it fits into the current infrastructure in Canada's Western Arctic?
Sure. So the existing part of the road goes from Dawson City in Yukon up to Inuvik, and it's about 730 kilometers long, and it was first built in the 70s. There were plans to really build this road before that with Prime Minister Diefenbaker, but it really didn't materialize until the 70s when Alaska began building a similar road to oil fields up in Prudhoe Bay. So the road was built in the 70s by Canada, but it didn't actually go to the coastline as the Alaskan equivalent does. And it's only now that we're really seeing a renewed impetus to finish up the all-weather highway.
And, you know, the population of Inuvik is, what, maybe 3,500 people, Tuktoyaktuk to around 850. Why is the Canadian government building this road between two such small population centres?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and you'll hear a lot of different responses. Of course, Harper is pretty keen to put forth the fact that it's, you know, building sustainable northern communities, bringing infrastructure to the north, which is a big part of his northern strategy. But if you really look at the numbers, it doesn't add up that the government would spend almost $300 million to, you know, essentially lower the cost of living for such a small amount of people in the north. So based on my analysis, it really seems like they're doing this to make Canada into what Harper wants to be, an energy superpower. And there's a lot of oil companies with a lot of interest up in the Beaufort Sea, and there's possibility of drilling starting down the line the next decade or so. So this road would actually facilitate that natural resource development.
And, you know, who do you think sort of the big winners are with this construction?
I mean, to be fair, we have to say that the people in Tuktoyaktuk are going to benefit. They're going to have an all-weather highway. At the moment, the only land-based transportation there is the ice road from December to April. So certainly their cost of living will go down. The price of basic foodstuffs, basic goods, that's going to drop. So they will see a benefit. But I think in terms of the monetary advantages, it's really the oil companies that are going to be saving millions of dollars in being able to have year-round resources being able to be trucked in and out to these places on the Beaufort Sea if they're eventually developed. And, of course, the federal government, you know, they're investing a lot of money in this, but they could draw some benefits once, if and when the oil companies begin to produce oil.
And you mentioned so sort of some of the upside to this, and I just wanted to throw something out at you. When I was reporting in Inuvik a few years ago, and I was quite surprised, there's been so much, especially since Harper was up there earlier this month, about the jobs that it's going to create, you know, the investment that it might attract. But I was surprised that people in Inuvik were worried. They explained it as, you know, as now they're the last people sort of on the highway, and they said now people are no longer going to be staying in a hotel in Inuvik, that it's all going to go to Tuktoyaktuk. Do you think those fears are founded?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, but I have read that there was one study done by the Department of Transportation of the Northwest Territories, and they said that Tuk could actually see a big increase in tourism because people who are driving the Dawson Highway, they're going to want to do the whole thing and go to the very end, go to the Arctic Ocean. So I'm not sure of the figures, but it could seem very well that people maybe just pass through Inuvik and go all the way up to the end, which could pull away money from Inuvik, but perhaps bring more benefits in terms of tourism to Tuk.
And, you know, as you mentioned when we began our conversation, this project has been in discussion for a long sort of period of time. Can you pinpoint anything that would sort of tell us why now is the time that it's gotten underway?
Right. I think probably you know, Canada has been wanting to develop northern resources for years and years, but I really see that Harper has made this a key point of his sort of economic strategy for the country. And with the price of oil being as high as it is now, with all of the global interest really in developing offshore resources in the Arctic due to increasing accessibility from climate change, I think all of these forces are coming together to make it seemingly the right time for the federal government to go ahead and build this road. And on top of that, Canada is about to, is currently the chair of the Arctic Council, and with this whole sort of focus on Arctic communities, Harper is able to spin it in a way that it really seems that it's benefiting people in the North first and foremost.
As an Arctic expert, what are you going to be watching for as this project is underway over the next few years?
Right. I think it will be important to see how much, how much the federal government actually ends up contributing, whether it's the full $200 million that they stated, but, you know, costs and construction projects in the North so often go over budget. And if the Northwest Territories is really forced to put up more than they were initially asked to, I think that will be an interesting development. And you could see perhaps some pressure for Ottawa to step in and contribute more to the project. And I don't think the oil companies would ever be asked to do anything, but whether and how they're involved and how they talk about the road and how local people view the road and with increased outside influence into these small communities too, that will be an interesting development as well for these pretty remote outposts in the north.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Mia Bennett.
Of course, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.